This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some vacationers in the U.S. Virgin Islands are facing higher fees. The territorial government is imposing a $25 a day charge for using a timeshare accommodation. The territory needs money. Its credit rating's low. It's having trouble borrowing. And some say it's on the road to a Puerto Rico-style financial mess. Anna Boyko Wyrock reports on the new fees.
The U.S. Virgin Islands in the Caribbean have turquoise waves, musical tree frogs, and $2 billion in bond debt. The territorial government faces persistent budget holes because of borrowing and deficit spending. So the territory's leaders are finding new ways to plug those holes and reassure the bond market. Tamara Parsons-Smalls is with the Bureau of Internal Revenue.
The island is always looking for revenues like every other place. The governor has sent down a five-year plan, and this is just one small portion of his plan to ensure that the territory is self-sufficient.
Part of the plan is a new fee on timeshare owners. Some owners are not happy. Kathy Kuczynski from Florida says she and her husband were already thinking of dumping their week-long timeshare.
And then we heard about this extra tax. Plus, you know, we still pay for airfare. We said, forget it.
Timeshare owner Monica Richard from Massachusetts stays a week or two every year. She says paying the fees, an extra $175 a week, will mean her family will cut back on
going out to a fancy restaurant or just spending money on island that we could use to support the local businesses, and now it's going to need to go to the government.
The fee is officially called the Environmental Infrastructure Impact Fee, but it's not dedicated to the island's degraded environment or crumbling infrastructure. Instead, most of it goes to the government's general fund. Advocates for the timeshare industry are suing. Robert Clements is with the American Resort Development Association.
Timeshare tourists have the same impact as any other tourist to the U.S. Virgin Islands, and therefore it is discriminatory to single out timeshare owners for this impact fee.
Clements predicts the fee will ultimately cause tourism to decrease, but tax collectors are undeterred, and the government has started to collect the money. The new fees are expected to net an extra $19 million a year. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.